Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 6 days ago, the presidents of Argentina and Brazil posted a statement on an Argentinian website about closer economic cooperation between the two nations. They are the two largest economies in South America. Representatives of the two nations were to begin negotiations this week toward steps that could even include a common monetary system used in both nations, tentatively called the SUR, a Spanish word for South. A common currency could foster greater regional trade in South America and also reduce the use of the U.S. dollar in doing so. Some of the reports claim that this could create the world's second largest currency zone after the Eurozone. If successful, this would certainly decrease foreign demand for the U.S. dollar and hurt American prosperity. But before you get too worried about this coming to pass, let me point out significant obstacles to overcome. The two nations have a common 761-mile border. However, almost all of that is rivers, with just 24 miles of a land border. Therefore, direct cross-border commerce between the two nations is limited. Also, the two nations are not anywhere close to each other in economic size. Brazil has the world's 12th largest economy, while Argentina comes in as 31st biggest. Brazil's gross domestic product is about four times that of Argentina. If there were an attempt to implement a common currency, Brazil would certainly dominate. Unfortunately, their existing currencies are not stable relative to each other. For the 3 years through the end of last December, the Argentina peso lost almost 66% in value to the U.S. dollar, while the Brazil real fell only about 24%. This is far different from the implementation of the euro currency, where pre-existing national currencies were kept in relative ratios to each other. Argentina's government is in a horrible financial mess. It is desperate to do anything to avoid formal bankruptcy. It is possible that the new proposal could be a last-ditch effort to bail out this failing government. Because of this problem, I don't see how a common currency between Brazil and Argentina would ever work. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.